So you've probably seen all these crazy leftists who are gone crazy and hysterical and all of that. And I view this maybe in a slightly different way than you might, and I'll share my thoughts with you and see what you think. So to me, what is happening is people have killed free speech in their own minds and their own lives. And what they've done is they've said, I'm only going to consume one viewpoint, right? That's their life. I'm only going to consume one viewpoint. And because of that, they banish anyone in their life who disagrees with them. And I don't just mean in their personal life, but in their online life. You know, they rush to get people banned from, you know, Reddit and other places. And they turn their entire input system into an echo chamber. Now, those of us who don't have mainstream views, there's no possibility we can live in an echo chamber because we just disagree with by so many people in so many ways. So we don't have that option, right? I mean, there was no way I could avoid leftism as a whole growing up. So what happens is they banish from everywhere in their minds and in their environment anything that contradicts their worldview. Now, banning people, I mean, I'm not talking about banning evildoers. Yes, that's all they did there. But people who just disagree with you. So if you deplatform people in your life, in your mind, if you only go to and support those conversations that echo your pre-existing prejudices, then, you know, without a word of hyperbole, you're setting yourself up for mental illness. You're setting yourself up for mental illness. We are designed to get and process and analyze information that goes against our beliefs. The mind is a muscle. And if you don't exercise, then, you know, you are damaging yourself, right? I mean, if you don't work out, if you don't, like, your heart is weak, your bones get brittle or soft, your muscles atrophy and so on. And the reason why it's important to expose yourself to contrary viewpoints is so that you can strengthen your own beliefs and hopefully get to the truth, right? So, you know, the people who are all saying, you know, there are tens of millions of missing votes in the election. Well, I mean, there's still a bunch still to be counted, 8 million or so, at least as a day or two ago, was still to be counted from California. So if you don't expose yourself to counter arguments, I mean, when I was looking into the IQ stuff, I read all of the counter-arguments, Guns, Germs, and Spiel, like everything, because I wanted to make sure. And that's why I talked to all the experts and so on, right? So if you don't expose yourself to counter-information, then you are not exercising your mind, right? And so your mind gets sucked, and your mind gets weak. And then when contradictory information becomes inescapable, right? Such as everyone you know is pro-leftist, but then non-leftists win the popular vote, then that is like if you haven't got off the couch for the last 5 years and suddenly you need to run a race, right? Well, then you have muscle cramps, right? You hurt yourself, you fall down because you've been on the couch, not exercising your mind for the last 5 years or 10 years or wherever. And then when you need to use your mind, you don't have any muscles to do so because you haven't strengthened your mind by exposing yourself to contradictory opinions or beliefs or perspectives or whatever. So then what happens is suddenly you are asked to do something strenuous. In other words, you haven't inoculated yourself against mental illness by repeatedly exposing yourself to contradictory ideas or ideas that contradict you. So then what happens is those ideas break through your delusion, and then you have to run a race, and you can't. You trip, you fall, you stagger, you roll, you get cramps, your muscles hurt, and you pull things, and it's just terrible, right? And so what we're seeing, and, you know, I don't agree with taking deep pleasure in it, but what we're seeing online is these sort of meltdowns is people who are trying to use muscles that they have voluntarily let atrophy for many, many years. They've only engaged with people who reinforce their own prejudices. And so they believe that things are true, and they're having breakdowns because what they believe to be true has turned out to be false. And therefore, they feel that their brains are breaking, in the same way that if you haven't got off the couch for a couple of years and then you have to try to sprint up 20 flights of stairs, you're going to feel like you're dying, right? You're going to feel like you're dying. So that's what's happening. It's a real shame. Now, the reason why, I mean, it's people in, you know, genuine and deep pain, and that's very tough to see. I'm not saying that it's not tough to see, but it is self-inflicted, right? It is self-inflicted. People have chosen to avoid engaging with opposite arguments, right? They have chosen to live in an echo chamber. And because they've chosen to live in an echo chamber, their brains have atrophied. I mean, repeated exposure to things that only confirm your own biases is bad for the brain. The brain is meant to process challenging information in the same way that our muscles are designed to work against gravity and things like that, right? So they have voluntarily chosen to avoid disturbing their prejudices with any contradictory information. And because of that, their brains have atrophy. And I don't even know, like, I mean, I don't know the scans or whatever, but I would assume that people who don't challenge their own beliefs or prejudices end up, maybe you could find this on a scan, maybe it's been done somewhere, but in my view, I don't have any proof for this, and maybe there is proof out there, but I don't have any proof. But in my view, they have voluntarily decided to avoid mental exercise. You know, mental exercise is pretty important. You know, whether it's a board game or crosswords or Sudoku, or, you know, it's pretty important to keep the old brain humming along. So they have chosen to not do any exercise. And then you can stay in a bubble as long as you're not in politics. But in politics, of course, the bubble that you're in gets repudiated because there are elections, which is a consensus on the majority view. So people have voluntarily decided to avoid exercising their brains. Reality has crept through, and now they are panicking and freaking out and feeling like they're dying, in the same way that if you don't exercise and then for some reason you have to sprint up 20 flights of stairs, you feel like you're dying. You feel like it's a panic attack. You feel like horrible things are being done to you, and so on. I mean, I guess there was a time in my life when I was really, really doing my entrepreneurial work, and I just didn't really exercise that much. I was about a year, maybe a year and a half. And then when I got back into exercising, it was tough, man. It was really, really tough and unpleasant. So that's what's going on. People are panicking because they need to exercise muscles that they have voluntarily let atrophy by not exposing themselves to contradictory information. And maybe this will help, but for some of them, they won't recover. It is, I don't know whether there is a choice or not in this area, right? Muscles, you know, you can do a lot to get muscles in life as a whole, but for a lot of them, this exposure to contradictory information will be so unpleasant that they will never seek that contradictory information out again. In other words, they will find exposure to beliefs that go against their laziness. They will find exposure to that so unpleasant, so difficult and unpleasant, that they will simply retreat from all opposing viewpoints and create a bubble. And this is what the sex strike is all about, right? It's just, I went out into reality. I I find it extremely unpleasant, they would say, right? And so I'm going to retreat into confirmation bias. A lot of people will do that, right? If you've been not exercising for 10 years, you have to run up 20 flights of stairs. It might be so unpleasant. You think you're going to die. You pull muscles. You hurt yourself. You can't walk. And then you're like, well, that's it. I'm never exercising again, right? That can, as opposed to some people will say, well, gee, I really let myself go. I've got to get out there and move and get more robust so that I don't have this unpleasantness again. They'll just say, well, that's it. No more exercise. And they will retreat into a confirmation bias. They will retreat into confirming bubbles, echo chambers, and they won't recover. They won't get saner. They won't get healthier. They will simply atrophy to the point of madness. And so, yeah, be aware and be alert and really make sure that you don't spend much time around these people, because sanity spreads, but madness is truly contagious.